Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I'd like to do in today's video is talk about the power of personal branding in network marketing. We're going to discuss what is a brand, reasons to brand yourself, example brands, and how to brand yourself. So, what is a brand? The easiest way to define this word is to explain it like this. It's what people think of when they think of you. And let me just give you a couple examples. When you think of the word McDonald's, what do you think of? Probably fast and cheap. When you think of Mercedes, what do you think of? Quality. When you think of Chevrolet, what do you think of? Affordable. Those are brands. This is what these companies want to be known for when you think about their name. What you want to do is you want to take the time and think about what do you want to be known for when other people think of you. When people think of your name, do they think of funny? Do they think of honest? Do they think of sincere? Do they think of professional? Do they think of hard worker? Do they think of thief? Do they think of criminal? Do they think of father? What do they think of? What is your personal brand? You already have a brand, but is it the brand that you want others to think of when they think of you? Now, of course, what you think of yourself is the most important. It's not really important in regular day-to-day life to worry about what everyone else thinks about you. But when you have a business, it is important that your business, which in many cases your business is you, has a favorable brand that people want to do business with. Hopefully that makes sense. So how you look is your brand. How you talk is your brand. How you treat others is your brand. How you smile is your brand. What your Facebook profile page looks like is your brand. What you say on the telephone is your brand. Everything is part of your brand. Your business cards, the way your car looks, everything. I know this sounds kind of funny, maybe kind of weird to some people, but it's important. And you want to make sure that your brand aligns with what you want it to be. So what are the reasons to brand yourself in network marketing? And here's the truth. Maybe no one's told you this before, but people join people. They don't join companies. You can have 50 people from the same company approach a prospect. That prospect might say no to 49 of those people, but they join the 50th person. Why? Their brand is seen as a value to what they're looking for. They see that person, that brand, as a solution to their problems. And that's what you want to be in your business. Also, sometimes companies go out of business. Sometimes you have to make a business decision and switch companies. And if you've been branding the company all that time, you really put yourself between a rock and a hard place. So brand yourself. So what is an example brand in network marketing? I'll just share my brand just to give you an idea. I'm the No BS Network Marketer. People want to work with me because I'm a no-nonsense network marketing professional, and I work hard to support my team. That's my brand. Everything I do, everything I say, everything I teach, I do my best, and I do make mistakes sometimes. I'm human just like you, but I do my best to make sure that my actions, that my beliefs, that my words, everything aligns with my brand. And I encourage you to do the same thing too. So how do you brand yourself? This is what we're going to close this training out with. What do you need to do to brand yourself? You must decide what you want your brand to be. No one else can decide it. You have to take some time. What I recommend you do is you get a piece of paper, you go somewhere quiet for 20 or 30 minutes, and you write down all the words, all the things that are important to you for your business, how you want others to see you. And then I recommend you consolidate that into 1 to 3 sentences. Ideally, you want to whittle it down to about one sentence after you've edited it a few times. But spend some significant time thinking about what you want your brand to be. And then once you do that, not only do you want to talk about your brand and share your brand, but you want to make sure your words and your actions align with what you say your brand is going to be. Otherwise, people aren't going to know. They're going to be confused when they see you because you're going to be preaching one thing, but you're going to be saying and doing something different. And you don't want that to happen. So start branding yourself. Figure out how you want to brand yourself for your network marketing business. If you're only promoting your company, don't do that. You want to promote yourself because people join people. They don't join companies. I can't stress that enough. People have to see you as the solution to their problems. People are going to evaluate you 10 to 20 times more than they are the opportunity or the products that you're sharing with them. So with that, I hope you got some value from today's training. As a disclaimer, all of this training is for educational purposes only. Individual results will vary. I would ask that you check out the links in the description box below this video. We have lots of tips, tools, and resources for network marketers. Also, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. That will help the channel out a lot. Be sure to check out our other videos too. We post a new video almost every single day. I hope you have a great day, and I thank you greatly for watching. Talk to you soon.